KB4. Let me start over. KB4 CBA mobile.
You've been out in the heat too long in 0TR.
Yeah, you're probably right. And I'll tell you, I walked away from an hour and a half of tennis, and that 1 hour lesson about killed me.
Listen in, you should know how to play tennis by now.
Play tennis? I should know how to play tennis. I'm just not hitting the ball the way I want to. And, you know, like they say, there's always room for improvement.
Just give me the money and I'll teach you how.
I'll tell you, let me think about that. Yeah,
no. Narrow-minded, and I'll tell you, you just don't trust me, Dave.
Trusting you and knowing you is two different things. I mean, man's got to know his limitations, and I think he surpassed yours, and I'm beginning to wonder if I haven't surpassed mine.
No, I don't think I'd be much good on the tennis lesson. Oh, boy. Well, I think it'd be all right if she's a good-looking model-type person.
If I had good-looking instructor, I'd probably be looking at her instead of the ball.
Alive. Well, it's still 86. I just went out and got the mail, and the carport said 88, of course, because it's underneath that tin roof. Oh, the humidity's still up, but it is overcast. 93, feels like 93, it says. And there's just a slight wind from the southwest at 6 today. Well, I'm glad you made it through it anyways. It's awfully hot. We got pretty hot, and we've been inside for an hour or two.
Let's see if I'm, am I hitting the repeater at all?
Yeah, the one before that was a little shady, but you're into it fine now.
I just got a tremendous amount of QRM on this end when you're not keying it up. So, what were we talking about? Looking to, yeah, there's a lot of those, good-looking ladies that work out and all that, too, so, me. Yeah, but I'll start with Eric. He's a good teacher, though, I tell you. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I don't know what the end result will be, though, but if you're happy, I'm happy. I think that you'd be awfully good playing as much as you do. But who knows? You're going to get rusty taking a couple of days off.
Bothers me. I'm gonna try, if it's not raining, I'm going to try and get back Sunday in time to reserve. If I see, I'm going to get back in time and Sunday, and it's not raining, I'll reserve the ball machine and, you know, do a little workout on the ball machine. I can use it up to an hour and a half, and I've got unlimited use of it, so that works out good.
Play tennis all the time, Dave.
One of the campuses of sports club, they have several, and this one's on Congaree, and that's the closest one to me, and it takes me about 15 minutes to get here.
Anyways, well, that's good, man.
No, I'm sure they have a program, and they probably have some pros and all that, but that teach. But we just decided to join this center, I say we, because my wife was a member, but her joints had got so bad, she really couldn't benefit from it other than the pool, and she just decided not to join this year, so it's just me.
It'd probably be good for me if I could do some water aerobics and that, but, I'm too much retired to want to get committed to anything regularly. I just don't feel up to it. I could go over and swim in my neighbor's pool. I checked the temperature of it yesterday, and it was 81.6 degrees. That sounds like it'd be pretty cool yet. I don't know for sure what it should be, but I remember his son-in-law saying 80 degrees was pretty cold.
You know, it really doesn't sound like it would be, but it would be, you know. And when you think about your body temperature and then, you know, what temperature, I don't know what temperature I use for the shower, but I know it's way over 80 or 90 degrees, I imagine. And so I imagine an 81 degree pool water would be pretty chilly.
Tim said I could come over there and go swimming anytime I want. And I said, well, if I do, I'm going to wear my Speedo. And he says, forget I offered.
Yeah, I have to say, I'd be a no there. Right there. He'd need to put up a big, tall privacy fence all the way around it.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't own... I still got a bathing suit, but it sure ain't a Speedo. shoot, and yeah, you're right. They'd have to... It might keep the animals away, though, you know. By the way, I got a SD card here on my game camera. I got to put that in there. We got done with the lawn this morning, and I went down and picked it up. I just keep one in there for the fun of it.
I've got to, I got to go there and mow the lawn there. And probably this evening, that'll be the only chance I get. And then I'll be gone, and it'll probably be raining when I get back.
Of it, Dave, and I was thinking they said it could rain here later today, but I don't remember the weather forecast an hour after they give it, hardly.
KP4 CPA, I wasn't paying attention last night, really. Well, let's see, yeah, before I left, I was kind of in a hurry leaving, and then when I got back, the news was on, so I didn't get back home until about 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah, hot shower felt good. That's about the time we come in from doing the lawn. Well, I brought up some tracks. Oh, that's what it is. There was a hawk down there at the SD card and landed on my logs. I haven't seen him in a while, but got a pretty nice picture of that fella. Send your OTR.
What's today's date?
Would be the 23rd.
Let's see. Dang it. I think I've got, yep, I got a haircut tomorrow, and I'll need to be leaving to go to Maggie, so I'll need to change that. But anyway, my phone just popped up with a reminder. My phone's my wife when she's not around. And hang on just a second here. I got to place an order. 0TR, KP4, CPA.
0TR. Well, what are you having? Pizza?
Believe this. Hang on again. My wife's calling.
Okay.
KB4 CBA.
No problem, Dave. N0TR.
We'll try one more time. N0TR, KB4 CBA.
One here. I'm wondering where you're at, your favorite pizza joint?
No, actually, I'm going over to my youngest daughter's house to drop off a couple of crates, storage crates. They wanted, these are big long ones, and they want to put their Christmas trees in them. And my wife wasn't going to use them or reuse them, so she said, how about taking those things over there? Since they won't fit in her car with all the car seats in them.
Taking over there?
Empty crates, like, you know, you'd store stuff in. They're just those clear plastic crates, but these are real long, and, you know, you can, it's big enough to put a Christmas tree in, you know, if you, you know, kind of, you know, how they collapse a little bit, and you can put them in there.
I think Bernice has got ours stored out in the tin barn, but I know what you mean. Well, we're not going to venture out too much. We got all of our groceries and everything, and I think we might go over to the lake house if the kids go over there, but more than likely our grandsons have got friends coming over to have fun at the lake. Would be my guess, so us old folks probably won't get invited to that, and that's all right, I understand. Next year, the oldest one graduates from high school.
Hey, now, my oldest one's 11, so when he graduates from high school, man, I tell you, I'm going to feel old. Oh, Lord have mercy. But I guess I really feel old when the youngest one graduates from high school, because I will be old then.
I'm getting there, I'll tell you. Bernice keeps track of the ones back in Kansas that pass away, and, you know, your mortality gets a little more concerning when you see they're all about the same age as we are now.
I know. It's kind of scary, you know, you got people younger than you that you watch on TV and all, and they're passing away, and it's, you know, it's not from suicide or drug use, you know, so it doesn't make you feel any better, but I guess, you know, it just makes me more grateful for every day that I have.
That's the right way, Dave, that's for sure. Yeah, I know what you mean. Thankful for each day that we wake up on this side of the grass. Well, we bought a lawn sweeper the other day, and I wasn't too sure about whether that sucker would work or not, and it's got circular blades, and they're not round, I would say helical, and they look like an old lawnmower blade did in the old days, the shape of them, and it's I think 48 inches wide, or 44 inches, anyway, just slightly wider than my lawn tractor. Boy, does that thing do a beautiful job. You know how the grass clumps up on you if it's a little bit wet? And you go out there, it's just like taking a vacuum sweeper out there. Then I just pull down there by the garden where Bernice wants it dumped, reach back and pull a rope, and I bet it don't take 5 pounds of force. And it dumps it out in a few seconds, and you're on your way.
KB4 CBA mobile. Yeah, that sounds like a nice thing to have around. I tell you, I was surprised, but my Honda push more. I bag my the front yard anyway, because it's Bermuda sod and it just looks better and everything. But it'll cut the grass when it's wet and bag it, and it doesn't clump up. I was really surprised. I tried it one day and just for the heck of it, and you know, it was soaking wet, and but it did a great job. So, you know, hey, I just as long as it's not raining, I can get out there and cut the grass when it's wet.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Hi, Rusty. Been waiting for you to get back and putting your groceries up. How you doing, bud?
Cover up where I've got electrical cords running across the carpet in here in a couple of places that I'm going to have, so people don't trip over them, you know what I mean? W2T, go ahead, David.
Rusty, can you repeat that last? Andy checked in with that pre-check-in thing, and it's so strong, we couldn't hear a word you said until the last couple of words.
I'm looking for some small rugs to put down in the living room that I can put over the carpet that's in there, where I'm going to have, like, electrical cords coming across to plug in lamps and things like that, and because I've rearranged my living room, and I need to put me some something down over these electrical cords so people don't trip over them. They can just walk across them, so I'm looking for some small rugs. And I'm looking at some on Amazon. They got some 2x3 little area rugs for living room and things like that for $6.49 a piece. I think I'll order me two of those and have them sent to me.
Well, you know, I've always wondered what would happen if somebody keyed up over that, so now we know. I mean, yeah, that was perfect. You keyed up and that thing started up, and away we go. So. But unfortunately, Rusty, you lost out on the on that one. But anyway, I'm here at the daughter's, so I'm gonna unload this stuff. I don't think anybody's home, so I shouldn't be too long. But having said that, I need to jump out here a second and unload this stuff. So y'all carry on, and I'll talk to you later. N0TRW W2T KB4CBA mobile.
See if I got it. Yeah, Dave, have a good day. I'm going to have to run down the hall here a little bit. Bernice's taking a nap, Rusty. But I don't know why they got the deviation set so high on that announcement, because if you're driving and that comes on, it's actually startling. It's so much louder than the standard transmission. I mean, it is loud.
It is, and, you know, it is one of those things that you have to be aware of, and it's, you know, we gotta learn to deal with it. I hate it like that, and that it comes in like that, because it works all over the top of everything. So, you know, it just it's just one of those situations where not a good deal, you know. So, oh well, I guess we deal with what we got to deal with. So, yeah, I ordered these two little rugs here today, and they'll be here. They'll come down, and they'll come in, and I'll get them, and I'll be able to put them down over these electrical cords, so the people won't trip over them, you know what I mean?
Well, about the only thing I got coming from Amazon today is some 2032 lithium batteries, and Bernice needed one for her blood sugar tester yesterday, and I noticed I might have one left, but I'm not sure about that even. But I usually order about 10 of them for about $6 or $7, and one brand works as good as the other, you know, lithium's lithium. But those are supposed to come this afternoon. Amazon, I don't know how they do it. It's just awesome how quick they can get something to you.
On how many different sites they have around the country, and they have a slew of them for shipping stuff out, and they stock a lot of stuff in them. And a lot of stuff that comes here from Amazon comes out of Atlanta, or either comes out of it comes out of Atlanta, or it comes out of Knoxville, Tennessee, or something like that. So they've got a couple of big distribution points there. And also, anyway, I may take me a nap too when I get my new recliner and I get kicked back my feet and prop my feet up and you know, and relax a little bit. So I may do that. I've got to call a South Carolina single sideband net tonight, so you know, it's I got to do that. So anyway, and that's at 7 o'clock, and then I want to get checked into the two-meter net at 9, so, you know, those are things that I'm going to try to do tonight, unless I check into a 40-meter net, so I may do that instead, you know, just do little things like that.
I usually shower about that time, but I may get in there early tonight, being just so hot outside. I got to run out and check the eggs here in the bed, I think the heat might have slowed them down, because usually I get 5 to 6 eggs a day, and so far there's only been 3. But is that on this 40-meter band, Rusty, or 80?
Then it's on 3950, 75 meters, so that's where that one is. And the other is one of the 3905 Century Club nets on 40 meters, and it comes in somewhere around 7268 or 7192. Just depends upon which one of those frequencies is happens to be available.
Do you get, on another subject, do you get Samsung Plus TV on your TV set?
Do I get what?
Samsung Plus.
Yep, sure do.
When you try to come up on it, it'll come up as channel 1000, which is Baywatch, and they changed all of the good channels, all of the channels, they changed the numbers on them, so if you try to get into it, you'll think it's not working, probably, like I did. So just hit guide, and then go through and get your sheet of paper and write down all the new channel numbers. And it's still working, but it appeared that it wasn't working at all. It took me about a day to figure that out.
Yeah, what I need to do is I need to, supposedly you can go online to the Samsung site and get those channels and know what's on what. So I may go on there and check that out and see what they have to say, you know. And see what channels they actually have.
That sounds good, and you can print them. Another thing is, I haven't been able to get into Logbook of the World since before last weekend. I don't understand that, and I asked Gary L. if he could get in, and he said no. But mine still don't come up.
Yeah, ARRL's, their Logbook of the World site is, they're having a lot of problems with it. They're having to redo their servers and everything else. It's been down for almost 2 weeks now. And it's going to be a case of just seeing what happens as to how soon it's going to come back up. Because I've got a bunch of contacts I'd like to get uploaded. In fact, I got over 100 right now that I need to get uploaded. But you can't upload or download anything. Their site is completely down right now.
This is NZERO-TR with W2T. Well, thanks, Rusty. I appreciate that. It makes me feel better because I thought maybe it was something on my end. You know how computer literate I am. Well, I got to run down the hall. I have no choice, so I'll catch you down the line and appreciate the information. W2T and 0TR73.
All right, we'll talk to you later. W2T clear.